We're up to Perek Dalet, Pasik Vav. Okay, we are Pasik Vav. Okay, we are in the middle of Pasik Vav. Let's review very quickly what we've done so far. Ad Shefuach Hayom Minasu Hatzilalim Eilich Liel Har Moviel Givas Halavayna. Ad, it's a very hard Pasik. What is the exact translation of Ad? We learned yesterday in the parish of the Mitzudos. You know, let's just read it again, because we'll just go through it to get back into the swing of things very quickly. Ad Shefuach Hayom Minasu Hatzilalim. The Mitzvah says, Ka'imer Luchain Bavur HaKishoin Vayoyfi. According to the Mitzvah of David, Hashem is speaking and Hashem is saying that He's reflecting back on all of the milas, all of the positive attributes and qualities of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, even though at this current moment in time, currently Hashem has distanced Himself from us, there is galus, but Hashem here is promising us at the galus, the current situation of galus, of separation, will only exist at until a certain point in time. When is that point of time going to come? Achris Hayamim, the end of days. The end of days here is described as Sheyafuach Hayom, when the day reaches, the sun reaches the end of the horizon. Thank you for the offer. Ad Sheyafuach Hayom, until when the sun reaches the end of the horizon, that is until that moment in time, there will be galus. But because Klal Yisrael has positive attributes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem us, V'nasu Hatzilalim, this is another expression of the end of the day. So it's really repetition, it's pure repetition. Sheyafuach Hayom means when the sun blows, meaning the sun has been blown, has been pushed to the edge. V'nasu Hatzilalim, the day is at its end. Because when the day comes to an end, then the shadow, it is extended. When the sun is all the way at one of the extreme parts of the horizon, then it creates an extended shadow. So V'nasu, we are really to translate loosely as extension. The shadows are extended. At that point in time, Eilich Liel Haramor, Hashem says, I will then go to Har Hamor, to the Har Hamaria, they'll give us Halavona, to the Beis HaMikdash, I will go to the Har Bayis, I will go to the Beis HaMikdash, and I will restore my Shekhinah, and the Geula will come. So according to the Mitzudos, this is a description of how long the Golus will last. Well, it's important to keep that in mind, because Rashi is going to learn just the opposite. Rashi is going to learn this Pasuk is saying, how long will I continue to be with you? How long will I continue to allow my divine presence to rest among you? That's going to be until you sin. And when you sin, then it's going to be over. Let's get see according to the Mitzudos. Because of the wonderful attributes that was found in Klal Yisrael in previous times, I will wait. Hashem says, I will wait for good. Ki yesh tikva. The ad ha'es sheyiya Hashemesh nafuch min aretz laredes l'shkaya. I will wait until the moment of time when the sun begins to set. The ad yenusu hatzilalim. We're chashing from yesterday until the time when the shadows are extended. Hu eis eref. In other words, the evening. I'm going to wait until the day is over. Sha'oz yenusu tzillei hadvarim lios misarachim v'nimshachim l'mrachayik. Because in the end of the day is when the shadows are extended, they're very long. The ad lois sovei ha'es ahi. And until that time comes, eilech el har. The ad loyd sova ha'esai, until that time comes, eilech el har shagad l'sham b'yisam amar, they'll give us shagidei l'sham levayna, v'shama olin halayla. Okay, so here in the Tudor says that until that time comes, until the achris hayamim, the end of days, I'm going to hide out. I'm going to camp out in the place called the mountain where Mor is to be found, and the Giva, and the hill where Levoina grows, the Sham Olin Halayla, and there I will wait for the night to come. Okay, so here I was imprecise when I translated the Pasuk, but according to the Mitzudos, Eilechli Hal Hamar V'Yalah Givas Halavoina is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is temporarily setting up shop until He is ready to come back to us. And He will come back to us the Achris Hayamim, when the days come to an end. Meaning, like the end of days. Now, hanimshul, what's the nimshul emar? Ba'avur kishroit hamaseva hashavach hanimsa bach me'az, due to the good deeds, the good qualities that are found in Klal Yisrael, that is a guarantee that the gula will one day come. And maher l'hashoy shkinasi b'beis ha'migdash mokum shmaktidu misamboni ha'kitaris v'chem bar ha'lovayna. I will be swift. I will be swift. Well, I see. It seems that the mitzvah is jumping back and forth. Okay, but elich li'al haramar, in the merit of the good deeds of Klal Yisrael, I will one day return to the Beis Hamikdash. I will return to the Harabais, the Beis Hamikdash, the place where they offer kitoires. Okay, so I think what I said originally was correct. The galus will remain until Achris Hayamim, and then at that point in time, I will go to Har Hamar, and they'll give us Halavoyna, I will bring the Gula and return to Klal Yisrael. Okay, now let's see the Rashi. Rashi is just the opposite. Rashi learns that here we're describing the good old days. We're describing the time, the period when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested Shechina among us until the time of Chofni Pinchas. The first moment in time when there was separation, there was Churban, was Mishkan Shiloh. The first Mishkan to be destroyed was Mishkan Shiloh, and if you study Tanakh, it was the most shocking thing in the world that something like that could happen. And in fact, it was, we learned in Yeshaya that they go back during the time of the Bayis Sirish and the Bayis Sheni to say such, to remind people of Mishkan Shiloh was the biggest curse you could possibly, the biggest curse and terror tactic that one could employ. In other words, they had the Beis HaMikdash, and it was already there for two hundred years. Yeshaya lived like right in the middle of the Bayis Rishayim, and he warned them: if you don't behave, it's going to be just like Mishkan Shiloh. That was the most frightening thing a Navi can possibly say. Because Klal Yisrael could not imagine, we know it's clear, they could not imagine such a thing. They didn't believe in a million years it could happen that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. The only time it ever happened in Klal Yisrael, there was something similar to some remnant of some concept of a Mikdash being destroyed, was Mishkan Shiloh. And when Yeshaya told them, watch out, it's going to happen to the Beis HaMikdash, exactly what happened to Mishkan Shiloh, they viewed Yeshaya as an extremist, as a terrorist, as a propaganda artist. They viewed him as someone that had to be silenced because he was terrifying the people. But indeed, he was correct. And here, that's exactly what Rashi here is saying according to his interpretation, at Shafuach Hayom, at Shetispashet HaChama. And according to Rashi, it's not like the Mesibah Shafuach Hayom means until the while. Ad doesn't mean until. I am going to wait. But Ad means the Shechina will continue to rest among Klal Yisrael Ad while Sheyafuach Hayom, while the heat, the day spreads, the intensity of the heat is present, meaning the sun is shining, the sun is in the center of the horizon. V'nasu hatzalalim, according to Rashi, does not mean, the word nasu does not mean to extend, but rather it means v'nasu, to flee. There are no shadows. And what?
High noon.
High noon. What time in the day were there no shadows? High noon. There are no shadows. So, during this time, Eilech li'al har hamor will give us halavayna. Only during Hani, but the time is going to come, Hashem says, when I see you going to sin, during the time of Eli, his two sons, Chofni u'Pinchas, they sinned, they abused their power, they took advantage of their power of being Kohanim and receiving the gifts from the people to demand more than they were entitled to. And because of that, there was corruption, and Hashem destroyed the Mishkan. And at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he departed. So Rashi here says, V'nasu hatzlalim hu eis sherev v'choim. V'nasu means it flees. There are no shadows. It's a time of intense heat. Sherev v'choim, sharav. Sharav is a heat wave. V'choim hayom, and the heat of the day. Ani atzilcha, while there is, it's high noon, I will save you. The at areva olai, and you are pleasant, you are pleasing to me. Hayom, what is the word hayom? Hayod Rashi says is a code word for the shemesh, hu hashemesh. V'chein leruach hayom. In the beginning of Chumash, where Adam Harishon, he was walking leruach hayom in midday, the wind of the sun. V'chein hinei hayom ba, the sun is coming, boyer katanur, burning like an oven, period. Umishiyafuach hayom, and while the yoim is blowing, while the sun, the rays of the sun are being cast to the earth, Eilechli b'har hamaria, I will go to Har Hamaria, the Beis Olamim, in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, that's what it says in Bereishis. That's what it says in Bereishis Rabbah. Now, Rashi comes to explain this medrash, which is in turn coming to explain the simple pshat in the pasuk. Kolayma, Mishachatu Oz Lefonai, when Klal Yisrael sinned before me, Lechal es Kotshi, to profane my holy things, and to reject, or to means to make disgusting, minchasi, my meal offering. When did this happen? This happened bimei chafni upinchas, during the time of chafni upinchas, estalek, I will depart. I will depart me'aleichem, from upon you, ve'etoish mishkan hazeh, I will uproot this mishkan, ve'evchar, what do you have in your edition? What do you have in your edition? I have a mistake here, I think. I have ve'evaer with a resh.
We have
with a resh?
No, we have evchar.
We have evchar with an aleph. It's we, I will choose. Li bahar hamaria, the Beis Olamim, I will then choose a new location. The next major settlement was in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shaman there, Rashi says that this pasuk has to be read into the next pasuk Zayin, where it says, Kuloch Yofer Rayosi Umul Meimbach, you are completely beautiful, there are no blemishes. The Eretz Shama, I will accept your kol karbon asayich, all of your offerings. So that's according to the parish of Rashi, if we review the pasuk inside, what it means is, the Shechina will rest among you, ad only while sheyafuach hayom v'nasu hatzalalim, while the Shechina will rest among you only when the sun is shining and when it's high noon. Meaning, but when you are going to reject, it's only temporary. I'm going to rest among you. But there's a hidden message. But when you will reject the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash by doing Averos, then I will depart and I will only return to you in a new location. And that new location is not Shiloh, but is the Beis HaMikdash, which will be built in Yerushalayim. Then, Eilechli El Har Hamar, we'll give us Halavona two code words which refer to Yerushalayim. Har Hamar is Har Hamaria. Give us Halavona is is not just Yerushalayim, but it's the actual Beis HaMikdash where sacrifices are offered and there's Levina. That's when I will return to you. Because we have to remember that Noiv and Givayim, the two places where the Shechina was resting until David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, were only temporary. Shiloh, after Shiloh was Noiv Givon, but those was like a Bama Gedola that did not have the status of a Mishkan. And then in the Beis HaMikdash, it was again where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fully restore the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Targum. Targum Pasuk Vav. Ad Sheyafuach V'chol Zman. Okay, V'chol Zman Dehavo Beis Yisrael Achodin Bidehon. As long as Klal Yisrael, during the entire time when they took hold in their hands, Umanus Avos Hoin Tzadikaya, the trade of their forefathers, their righteous forefathers, meaning that they were Tzadikim, Havoi Orkin, it would separate, it would remove from them, now he has a whole long list of things, Mazike Vita Utilane, Mazike Mashedim Utilane, Talane is a Ruach Ra, an evil spirit, vitzafrire are demons, vitahare means tuma, koichos of tuma, all different types of demons, ruach ra, the shade and the demons of the morning and of vitzafrire vitahare, demons of the morning and demons of the afternoon, nibenehoin from among them. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove from Klal Yisrael all of these forms of harm? al dahava shekhinas yikara da Hashem sharia bebeis makdasha, the shekhin of Hashem would rest in the Beis HaMikdash, dahava misbenei betur Moriah, that was built in Har HaMoriah, the chol mazikaya, again it repeats himself, all of the demons, umechablaya, all forces of harm and destruction, havo or kin, would run away, mereach, and here's the key words, kitores busmin, due to the fragrance of the sweet incense that was offered upon the mizbeach. Okay, so now that how do we read that into the pasuk? The pasuk over here says, ad sheyafu achayom, it's a very interesting interpretation. Ad sheyafu achayom means, is that we are loyal to Hashem. Yafuach seemingly means Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into man a breath of light. Vayihi ha'adam, what does it say in the pasuk? Vayih l'nefesh chaya. And man became a creature, a living creature. The Targum there says, L'ruach mimalala, man became a person who speaks. Let's review. It says in the pasuk, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam HaRishayim? Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into his nostrils the breath of life. Vayihi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya. And man became a living creature. The Targum says, Hashem blew living spirit into man's nostrils, and what is called life? What is a sign of life? V'hava Adam l'ruach mimalala. Man was a creature that had the koyach of dibur, of speech. Nefesh chai is speech. What is the ikur purpose of speech? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give man the koyach hadibur? It's to communicate. With whom is the ultimate form of communication? The Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the umness of the avos? What is the trade of the avos? The koyach tefila. Who is the first one to daven? What do we learn about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Their umness was the koyach of tefila. Avraham was mispalel for Stom. Avraham was mispalel for Sarai, of children. Vayetar Yitzchak lenoichach ishtoi. And Yaakov, the umness of the avos is the koyach of dibur, communication with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is all rooted in blowing. In blowing, vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. So it will appear that the Targum over here is saying, is teaching these three words which are very hard to translate. Ad, while, sheyafuach chayom. Yafuach is a code word for tefillah, because tefillah is rooted in vayipach be'apav, blowing. Hayoy means midday, meaning that you are, okay, I don't have a full grasp, but it means that you're continuing to do what was done in high noon. What was high noon? What was the yom? What was the day? The day of the avos. When the avos were in this world, when they lived in this world, and they appreciated the purpose of this world, they dive into Hashem, and you are continuing to do what you're supposed to do. So, ad sheyafua chayom, while you continue to be toifes, the umness of the avos, and be mispalel to Hashem, then Hashem says, v'nosu hatzalolim. The tzalolim refers to the koichos of evil. Tzalal, shade, is demons. Demons are the various forms of things which surround
creatures.
Which what?
They're
shadowy creatures. They shadow a person. And Hashem says, I will then go to Eilich Liel Har Hamar, I will then rest my Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, He'll give us HaLevoina, because in this location, in the Zuchus of the Levoina that is offered, in this location, indeed it will continue to cause all of these Koichos of Ra, it will cause them to separate from Klal Yisrael. Now this pasuk and this targum was often cited as one we discussed this 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Makar, why it's such a beautiful thing to recite every single day, the Kitoires. There are two parashios that are back-to-back, Parashas Tetzaveh and Parashas Kisisa. These two parashios deal with the Kitoires, and the minig is to say the Kitoires at least once a day. The Kitoires, we have a tradition, if a person says the Kitoires with Kavana, it takes away forces of evil. These invisible, these supernatural forces of evil are taken away from Klal Yisrael. And indeed, there is a tradition. There's a tradition of Rachmana Litzlan. If there's a magefa in a city, if bad things are happening in a city, there used to be a tradition where they would send out 40 people to the four corners of the city. I heard this many times. They take 40 people, there are 10 people in each group. You take 40 people, you divide the 40 people the 10 into four groups. And each group stands at the corner of the city, and they say at the same time, Chatzos Laila, they recite the Kavana, the Parasha of the Ketores, and the Pitim HaKetores. And this is tested. It's proven and tested that it takes away, wards off a magefa. Rachmana Litzlan, bad things are happening. It silences the magefa. That's really rooted here in what it says over here. What it says over here very clearly in this targum, that in the zuchus of the Ketores, it causes the mazikin umechab laya or kin. They distance themselves from the Ketores. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, but that was on the Ketores. Moshe, when he went to Shemayim to receive the Torah, the Satan made peace with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave him a gift. And what was the gift that he gave him? He gave him the Pitum, the secret of the Ketores. Because when there's a Magefa, when there was a Magefa after Melchemes Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Aaron to bring the Ketores, and that stopped Magefa from continuing. Okay, now it's interesting to note that the Rambam, he says the reason why there are many different reasons why you mock there, you do a mitzvah. The Rambam, but the reason why they mocked there the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash is because since there were so many korbanos, there was a foul odor. There was a foul odor in the Beis HaMikdash due to the enormous amount of meat. If you ever go into a butcher shop, it smells meat. Someone told me you go to a supermarket that has a lot of meat, the whole store smells from the meat. So the Rambam says you offer the Ketores in order to purify the air, the smelly air of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a shocking thing to say, because we all assume that there's a room to deodorize. We all assume the reason why you bring the Ketores is because it's Sadachas Ruach.
The other answer is
Lainim says, so you have to read Derech HaTeva. There's Derech HaTeva and there's Lamal Derech HaTeva. Okay, but that's what the Rambam says, Al Derech Pshat. Al Derech Pshat, the reason why they marked the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash was in order to be a room deodorizer because of the enormous amount of meat and the blood that were burning, that smelled up the whole Beis HaMikdash, so they had to deodorize the Beis HaMikdash, so they offered the Ketores. Obviously, the Targum over here is saying that it's a lot deeper than that. The Koyach of bringing the Ketores is a Nachas Ruach V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and in the Zechus of the Ketores, it wards off all of the Koyachas, the Mazikim, and the Malachi Chavala from Klal Yisrael. Okay, now, the next Pasuk. Okay, so the next pasuk, so Sachal should review here before we go to the next pasuk. Sachal over here basically to review. We have three Mahalchim. We have the parish of Mitzudos, Rashi, and the Targum. According to the Mitzudos says the pasuk is discussing the time of Golus. And during the time of Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting and yearning to return to us. And because of all of our good qualities, the time will come when He will return. When? When the day comes to an end, the sun is blown to the end of the horizon, and Vinasu Hatzalalim, the shadows are extended, then Hashem says, I will go to Har Hamor, Vigivas Halavona, I will return my Shechina, and I will yearn that it should come quickly. According to Rashi, it's just the opposite. The Pasuk of here is describing the time of the good times. The time Sheyofuah Chayo means when there is a heat wave. During the heat, when the sun is nispashet, and there is heat that is symbolic of when there is radiance, when the sun is beating down upon us, the sun is a symbol for the Hashuas HaShechina. Hashem will rest the Shechina upon us at only when, they're missing words in the Pasuk, we are doing His Ratzon. But when we are no longer doing His Ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then distance Himself from us, and they will wait until we do tshuva in the Beis Olamim. They refer specifically to Mishkan Shiloi, until when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return to us in the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Perushah of the Targum, we have a new interpretation of Shifua Chayom. It means while we are doing the Toifes to Umnosa Shel Ovois, which is the Koyach HaTfilah, which is called a code word of Yofuach to blow from Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim Vayiyadim LeNefesh Chayim LeRuach Nemalala. Communication, the communication is Dibor. How do you know Abush Miyawai? How do you know that the Iker Koyach, I think of Schwab says this, of speech is to communicate with Hashem? It's because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man the koyach of dibar, vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, vayid ruach nefesh chaya, ruach b'ma'allah, who was there to speak to? At this moment in time, Chava was not yet created. So who was Adam supposed to speak to? The animals? Not likely. Animals are not on the level of a human being. So who was he going to speak to? Talk to yourself? You're going to talk to who you're going to talk to. Hashem gave man the koyach of communication to talk to no one. It must be the only one that Adam can speak to would be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's an expression, if a tree falls down in the forest, and there's no one to hear the crash, there's no one to hear, does it make a sound? Is there a sound? Is sound dependent upon the sound waves, or is sound dependent upon a recipient, on someone to pick up, to receive the sound waves? There's no one in the forest to pick up these sound waves. Is that called a sound? Well, Adam HaRishon is speaking. Who is listening? Who's listening? No one. No one's listening. There is no other human being at this moment in time. Chava was not yet created. So what's the purpose of the Dibur? It must then be the purpose of Schwab says the Iker Tafkid of the Koyach HaDibur is to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is the Koyach of Tefillah, and that's what it says Ad Sheyefuach Chayom. While that Koyach HaDibur is still active, it's still being used by man. That's when that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be nosu hatzalalim, the koichos of tumah are going to depart from us.
When Chava was created, he didn't have to speak so much. She took over.
And she wouldn't listen to him anyway.
She wouldn't listen. So then, what was the purpose? Okay. Now the next pasuk says kuluch yofer ayosiu mumein bach. Okay, it's a short pasuk. Over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you are perfect. You're Yofe, Rayosi, you are completely beautiful. Umum ein bach, and there is no blemish in you. Rashi, first the Mitzudos, Pasik Zayin, Kuluch Yofe Rayosi, Me'oidach Rayosi, from time immemorial, when you were my Rayosi, my beloved, kol chelke gufach yofe, all of the portions of your body are beautiful, v'lo nimsa bach shum mum, and there is no blemish. I don't remember where, but yofe is a very hard term. We had this, we had another long, I don't remember the details, but yofe means everything is in the right proportion. Yofe, what is the meaning of yofe? Yofe, how do you define yofe? If you have a piece of paper, is a piece of paper called beautiful? A blank slice of paper, a blank canvas. Is that called yofe? Well, it's perfect. It's the most expensive canvas you can buy. All different types of paper. Go to Staples, right? They have a whole aisle of paper, all different thicknesses, different colors, all different techniques in making paper. Some papers are good for some things, not good for other things. So are you going to say that a piece of paper is beautiful? No. Yofi means you have multiple items coming together, and each object, each item in this collage is in a proper proportion, and its setting is perfect against the backdrop of everything else. Rashi and Mitzudos allude to that. When it says Kuluch Yofe Rayosi, it says over here in the Mitzudos called Chelke Gufcha. When it comes to Fataish, the word Yofe, Yofe means the person has many different parts of the body. There are hands, there are feet, there's the head, there's the neck. Look at a person. A person can be 95% perfect. But he has a very, very large hand. One hand is not proportional. This his left hand is swollen. It's 5 inches longer than the right hand. Some type of mutation. So is he called beautiful? has the most beautiful eyes, the most beautiful features, the most beautiful form, but one of his limbs, one of his evarim, is not proportional to everything else. That ruins it. That ruins the yoifi of the person. Yoifi is defined when everything is in proportion to its counterpart, or to everything else in this collection. That's what it's over here is. There is no blemish. Vanim shulhu loymar ato kineses Yisrael me'oz, from time immemorial. Kulchem, all of you kesheidim v'lanimsa b'mi shemetz psul. There is no defect whatsoever. There is no Rashi on this pasuk.
Yeah, of course.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right?
I told us a story once about when the label cat saw, I think he said somebody's collar, and he couldn't understand what he saw in her. And I think he told us.
Yeah, well, I don't have no remembrance.
I don't understand, but for him, this girl is beautiful. So Yafa could have been for somebody else, not Yafa.
Okay, beauty is in the eyes of the, but generally Yafa means proportion.
So
that's
when we say Vashtoyer, when we say Rachel was Yafa, that's what we're looking
for. Rachel Maria. So that really it fits in very well, that pasuk. He does not say the word Yafa by Leia. Even though the Targum says her eyes were Yo'ayin. Yo'ayin means beautiful. Okay, beautiful, but you have to see how he ties the word Yafeh. The Torah used the word Yafeh by Rivka because there it's the big picture. The Rachel Hoysa Yifas is Yafeh, Toyar Yifas Mare. When you have a big picture, and that one big picture includes within it many small parts, and each small part is in the proper proportion to its counterpart and to everything else, that is called Yafeh. That's called Yafa. Yifas Tar, Yifas Mare. But when you want to focus on one specific item, the eyes, the Rachel Hoitza, the Enei Leia Rakois, even though we know that Rakois, according to the Targum, means beautiful, they were beautiful eyes, but that's not where the Torah used, the Torah does not use the word the Enei Leia Yofois. Because you're only describing one single object in the person, the word Yafa is inappropriate. Yafa is only an appropriate term when you are focusing on a collection of objects, and each one is perfect in relation to the next. But just focusing on one specific, neither one specific object, you don't use the word Yafeh. It says Rakois. Rakois means beautiful in our vocabulary, but it's not what the Torah means, because the Torah meant the word Yafeh. It would have to say the word Yafeh. Okay, so here we say Kulach Yafeh Rayasi. It's a very powerful word. It means that in Klal Yisrael, there's balance. There are checks and balances. In Klal Yisrael, we know there are many different, there's diversity. There are some people, they're all different types of groups. I don't have to go elaborate. They're all different types of groups. Each group complements what the other is lacking. There's no such thing as perfection in this world. Every single person has deficiencies, and those deficiencies have to be made up by other people. That's Klal Yisrael. We are complete in the total form of it because there are many parts, and each part complements one another. There is no shemes psul. Okay, there is no Rashi. Targum Pasuk Zayin says of the zman during the time the Amor Beis Yisrael Ovdin Reusei the Mori Alma, when they do the will, the bidding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Mikaleis Yosar HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises them B'Shmei Meroma, Hashem praises them in Shemayim. The Chain Amar, and so Hashem says. So now the pasuk begins Kulich Shapirta. Okay, the word of Yafeh is Shapirta. Yo'ayin, the Enei Leia Rakois. Targum says Yo'ayin. Yo'ayin is a word that means beautiful, but it's not the word for Yo'ifi. Yo'ifi is called Shapirta. Shapirta means beautiful. Kinishta de Yisrael. Machaso means a blemish. There is no blemish in Klal Yisrael. Okay, now this pasuk is used in reference, it's a very popular pasuk, that this pasuk is used in reference to Matan Torah. B'shas Matan Torah, we have a tradition that every member, all of the sick were healed. Okay, that was one of the very great miracles of Matan Torah. The blind, the deaf, the dumb, anyone that had a blemish was miraculously healed during the time at the time of Matan Torah. And that the source for that is this very pasuk. This pasuk is cited as the source in the Medrash. Kuloch yafar ayosi umum meibach at Matan Torah. You were perfect. There was no blemish in the nation of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk begins in a little bit new theme. Iti milavonon kala. Come with me. Come with me from the lavonon, my kala, my bride. Iti milavonon tavohi. With me, let us travel. Tavohi, let us journey. Tavo means come. Toshui simply means I see you, to gaze. Mm-hmm. Like okay, I've got Alei Shur. That's the wall. Okay, there's another pocket. Wait, Toshui means to gaze. Toshui, I see you. Meirosh Amona, from on top of Amona. What is Amona? There are different interpretations. We'll see. One interpretation means it's Hor HaHor. Hor HaHor was the highest mountain. That's where Aaron HaKohen was buried. And some say Miriam was buried there as well. And the reason why it was called Hor HaHor is because it's a mountain, top of the mountain. It's a very high mountain. Some say it's in Jordan. Tip of Jordan, there's a mountain there which they have a tradition is Hor HaHor. Meirosh Shanir, okay, I'm sorry, Shanir, it's also it's a mountain, the Chermon. Mimoinois Arayos, from the den of lions. Mehare Nimerim, from the mountains of the leopards. Andamer is a leopard, Arayos is lions, and a Shanir is the name of a place. It's not a Sinir v'chermoin are names of places. They are not words that have translations.
Where they go skiing.
Okay, so there are three different places. There's Amona, there is Sinir, and there is Chermoin. Now let's see the Mitzudos Tavit first. Pasuk Ches, Iti milavonon kala, with me. Hine, Hashem is speaking. Atokala, you my bride, you Klal Yisrael, my bride. Retzolaymar, Kelula b'chol mine yoyfi at milavonon. You are Kelula, you are perfect with all forms of yoyfi milavonon. From Livonon. Livonon was a place. It's Lebanon. That's all the way up north. And Livonon was a place that had many many luxuries, many good qualities. And it's saying over there that Hashem over here is continuing to praise Klal Yisrael, Iti Milavon, that you, my Kala, who are perfect with all that the world has to offer, and that can all be found in Milavon. It's a code word for perfection. The Choyzim of Farish, Iti Milavon and Tavoi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats himself and he says, with me, from my Kala, that is perfect with everything that the world has to offer, which can be found in Levon, come with me. Rotzolaymar, bimakom she'ata medes ata b'Levonon, from the place where you are found now in Levonon, misham, from there, come with me, tavoi iti el har hamor. Let's go to Har Hamor, to the Beis Hamikdash, to Yerushalayim, v'sham nis'alsa be'ahavim, and there we will enjoy each other's presence with love. The nirve dudim at haboker, and we will. It's an expression of draw or nourish with love until the morning. We will spend time together. We'll spend time together in Har Hamor. So this Hashem over here is taking us out of Golta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, Levonon is an expression, a code for perfection. You, my perfect one, come with me now. Let us go to the Beis Hamikdash, and there we will have our honeymoon. Tishuri Mirosh Amona, Titzadi V'selchi Mimokom She'ato Sham. So he's touching over here, Tishuri, not like I told you originally, to see, but it means to stride. Inyin sa'ada v'hiluch, in the Mitzudot Seel it says stride. Take large steps. Tishuri, let us take strides. Meirosham titzadi v'selchim imakom shat osham. Meirosh har amona u'meirosh har sinir. So now the Mitzudah says the second half of the pasuk is coming to explain the nature of these three locations. Amona, Sinir, and Hermon are dangerous locations, because in these locations there are dens of lions and there are mountains full of leopards, very dangerous creatures. They're places of inhabitants of lions. Don't no longer stay in these locations. Let's now go to Har Hamor. And we'll see soon in the Midrashim that these lions and leopards are code words for Sichoin and Oik on the Aver Hayarden, or refers to Har Seir, Esav, or Lavan and Yishmael. The lions and the leopards refer to the Umos Ha'olam that are dangerous for Klal Yisrael and waiting to devour us like lions and leopards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let us leave this location and let us go to safety. Where is safety? Safety is to be found in the Beis HaMikdash. V'animshul hu loymar, imi tovohu li artzeich, with me come to your land, to Eretz Yisrael, v'seitzi me ha'goyla, and now the time has come to leave the exile. So the beautiful interpretation is possible according to the parish of the Mesudos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over here, this is the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is announcing the Geula. There is an announcement. Kol Mevaser, Mevaser v'yomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is bringing the Geula, and Hashem says, Iti milavonan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael and says, you Klal Yisrael, you are my perfect nation. Just like Levanon was a place in ancient times where a person can find perfection, in Levanon the economy was healthy and everyone had it all. Every member of Levanon had the latest iPhone. Everyone in Levanon lived in a palace. Everyone had the best clothing. It was a place of perfection. So it's a code word. You, Klal Yisrael, who are spiritually perfect, just like in Levanon, a place that is perfect in Gashmias, you, my Kala, come with me. Iti milavonon, you from Levon, tovoi, come, let us come. Toshui, take strides from Mirosh Almana, Mirosh Sinir, v'Chermon, from these three different locations. These three locations which are symbolic of Golas. And Golas, okay, I don't know, this, obviously there's a lot of depth. If you want to break up Golas, there are three different categories of people in Golas. They either fall into the category of Almana, or the category of Sinir, the category of Chermon. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later on, because Almana, according to some, is a reference to Emunah. People who have Emunah Pshuta, Lashon of Emunah, but anyone that, then all the people, the common denominator is when you're from these three groups, you are in a place of danger of the Mimo'inois, Arayos, the dens of lions and the mountains of the leopards. Come with me, let's now go to bring the Gula to Eretz Yisrael. Now, some of the commentators want to say that's why there's a repetition of Iti Milavonon Kala and Achamal Iti Milavonon Tovoi Kom. There are two different types of gula. There's Be'ita and Achishena. The first one is Achishena. Iti milavon tovoi means come. It means it has to be some encouragement. The first one is Achishena. Ita milavon on kala, with me. It's just there's no expression of tovoi, to come. You will not need any prodding. You're not going to need any assistance. Because if Hashem brings the Gula before the time, Achishena, it will happen swiftly. But if it comes Be'ita, then it's going to be Iti Milavonon Tovoi. We're going to need encouragement. And Mashiach does not come before its time. Mashiach comes Be'ita at the very end of days. Then it's going to be a more natural, a more natural sequence of events where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to encourage us, Tovoi, come. Let me entice you to come, to pick yourself up from Chutz Li'aretz and come to Eretz Yisrael. It's more of a natural sequence of events. But if we're Zoicha to the Gula that will come, Achis Shena, before its time, the word Tavori does not appear. It's Iti Milavon with me. As if Hashem will bring on the Kanfei Nisham, will just miraculously pluck us up out of Golitz, pluck us up without even blinking, and bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So that's why there are two expressions. It's a very powerful pasuk, because this pasuk, according to many, is the pasuk that fateches the beginning of the Gula, the Kol Shofar. The Kol Shofar is this pasuk. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Tiblu and Kala, Kishetiglu Milavonon. When you go, Kishetiglu Milavonon, Ze Iti Tiglu, Ki Ani Egla Imochem. Now, in other words, when you go, Kishetiglu, when you go to this Levanon,
two,
I think it means two, Iti Milavonon, when you're going to, the Golis is called,
it says
Milavon.
Hashem goes with us.
When we go, Imo Inochi Betzara, Kishetiglu Milavonon Ze, Iti Tiglu, with me you will go to Golis, Ki Ani Egla Imochem. They're actually saying a concept which is in a lot of in the words, which basically means Imo Inochi Betzara. When Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim and to Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah went with them. So that's why Rashi is focusing upon Moshe Iti. Iti means together with me. When we Ani Allah, it is a post that says that I will go up with you. So when we are in Golis, Hashem is with us. Now, according to Rashi, Levanon does not a code word for perfection, but Levanon is a location where we find ourselves in Golis. According to the Perush of the Mitzudos, Levanon, where are we in Golis?
No.
What?
Rashi said, Kishetiglu mi Levanon, when you go away from Levanon, which is the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, so you want to say it's the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read the next Rashi, then we'll become clear. Iti milvon tavo ukishetashuvu min ha-goyla, when you return from Golis. Okay, when you return from Golis. You see, again, he's repeating that idea. Levon seems to be not the Beis HaMikdash. Levonon. When the Mitzvah Sion says Levana means, like he said, it means perfection. Levana is a code word for Klal Yisrael, who are people who are perfect. According to Rashi, Levanon is the location where we find ourselves during Golis. America. Levon is just one big code word. Ukhashatashuvu min ha-goyla, when you return from the goyla, Ani Ashiv Imochem, I will return with you. Mi Levon means from. The mem is from. When you. Okay. The Af Kol Yimei HaGoyla Bitzarticha Bitzaroscha Litzar. In your pain, I had pain. The Alkein Kosav Iti Milavonon Tavoi. What?
It's when we leave. Yeah. The Levonon, meaning, in my opinion, Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
And I will be with you in Golis.
In Golis.
When you return, then I will be.
Okay, that's what the Rashi means.
Yeah.
When you go and when you return. Iti milavon kala means when you go into Golis.
Right.
And iti milavon tavai was when you return from Golis. Okay, very good. So iti, so levon over here means the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon, and indeed the Medrash says that in many places because it means Levanon means Lavan. The Beis HaMikdash is Metaher. It's Melabein. It cleanses the sins of Klal Yisrael. So one more time, the Rashi. Kishagolu Milavanon. When you go to Golis from the Levanon, from the Beis HaMikdash Zeh, Iti Tiglu, Ki Ani Egla Imachem, I will descend into Golis together with you. And now when you return, Iti Milavonon Tavahui, come, Kishetashuvu Min HaGoyla, when you return from Golis, Ani Ashiv Imachem, I will return with you, V'af Kol Yimei HaGoyla, because during the time of Golis, well, what do we learn from this? Hashem is with us. Batzaroscha, in your pain, Li Tsar, I have pain. Imo Anochi Betzara. V'alkein Yifur Kasav Iti Milavon Tavahui, V'shatiglu Milavonon Zeh, When you go to Golis from this Levanon, iti tavoi, I am with you. Come with me. For loy kosav iti lelevanon tavoi loymar mishas yitziaschem mikan viatshas biaschem kan ani imochem b'chol asher teitzu v'sashuvu. This means to say,
saying that the Levana is with you, wherever you are.
Wherever you go, Akash Baruch is going to be with us. Okay, Hashem is going to be eating. When you go out of Levana, I'm with you. And when you go return, I'm with you. I'm going to be with you during times of Golas. Next, to Shui Mirosh Shamanah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. This
Levana means any Golas.
No, Levana, according to what you were saying, is it's the Beis Hamikdash. E.T., you are with me Levanon, when you depart. Me means from your departure from the Levanon.
There's another shot here. There's a shot we have, Sarah Amar, that says...
Okay, we'll come to that later on. That's the next Rashi.
They're all cool. Any Golas you're in...
Wherever you are, Hashem is with you. That's why the Levanon is with you.
And that's what the Levanon is.
Referring to Levanon.
And then you have the Tzuda Sina that gives another shot. And then you have the Sfona that gives another shot.
Okay.
And you mention Yerushalayim.
Okay, so right now let's just focus on Rashi. Let's focus on Rashi. Levanon is the Beis Hamikdash. Iti means you are with me when we depart. When we depart from the Beis Hamikdash, you are with me when we return to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, next Rashi. Teshuri Meirosh Shamona Bekovtzi Es Nid Chayich. When I ingather, you who have been dispersed, Testakli V'Tespoinani Ma Sochar Pulosech Meireshes Ho'emuna Shehamanta Bi. I will gaze and understand the reward you deserve from your earliest point in time. Rashi is translating the word tishuri to mean I will look. I will look. Not like the Mitzvah that says tishuri means to take strides. But I will look. What will I look? I will look to see what reward I will give, what reward you deserve. Going back from the earliest time when you first express your faith, Meirosh, the beginning of Amona, Rashi translates Lo Amona Miloshon Emuna. Who was the Rosh Hamaminim? Avraham Avinu. Vahemin Bahashem Vayachshevech Eloi Tzedaka. Okay? Also, when Moshe Rabbeinu came and told Klal Yisrael that they're going to take Hashem, he's going to take Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim, what did they respond? They responded, "Vayamein ha'om." He left the achray b'midbar umas oisayich dechani oisayich al pi, and your journeys and your encampings were through me. Ubiyoscha l'rosh sneer v'chermon. Now here he's coming to tell us what is the sneer and v'chermon. Shachoyu me'oinois, these are locations which were filled with dens of lions. Me'oinois arayos. This refers to sichoin v'oig. So this entire expression teshuri me'rosh amono me'rosh sneer v'chermon. I asked of you, lechtech acharai ba midbar bi eretz loy zeruah. I ask you to travel in the desert for 40 years to come up against the land of Sichon v'Og, a place that is extremely dangerous. And you, Klal Yisrael, had full faith in me to put your lives in danger by traveling in these dangerous locations. And therefore, in the time has now come for me to remind myself what you have done and to see and understand what reward you are deserving of.
Where those places are mentioned.
These are locations, Sinir and Hermon, which are places of Now we come to a new interpretation. Dover Acher, Meirosh Shamanah, Har Hu Begvul Tzufoni Shel Eretz Yisrael Ushmoy Amanah. Others say Rosh Shamanah means a location. It doesn't mean emuna. According to the first interpretation of Rashi, amuna means emuna, faith. I'm going to look what reward you deserve because of the earliest time of faith. No, it's a location. It's a location near Sinir and Hermon. Uvalosha Mishnah, Toire Amnoin, the Hor HaHor. It refers to the mountains of Amnon and the mountain of Hor HaHor. Shnema bo min hayom hagadol tisau, you shall extend tisu lochem Hor HaHor, from the yom hagadol it shall extend to you the mountain of Hor HaHor. That's called Ahar Amono. Uche Goliois Mikbatsois Umagia Sham, and when the time of Mashiach comes and the Goliois they could gather and they reach there, Heim Tsoifim Yisham, from Har Hahar you can see Eretz Yisrael. The Roin Gvul Eretz Yisrael, the Avira Shal Eretz Yisrael, and the entire landscape, the entire the airspace. The Avira means skyline. You can see the, what's the good word? The Avira means the entire expanse of Eretz Yisrael. Usmeichim bi'omrim usmeichim bi'omrim hodia hodaya, and you at that point you will give shevach takadosh baruch hu. Lekach nemar teshuve, you're going to look, you're going to gaze at, you're going to gaze at Eretz Yisrael from Hor HaHor. And indeed, we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu, he took him up to Hor HaHor, and he told him, he told him to look at, and you look at the entire Eretz Yisrael, and he told him, you're not going to go, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael, but at least from this vantage point, you can see the entire Eretz Yisrael. So, according to the second parish of the Rashi, it's saying over here is Iti Milvon to Kaliti Milvon Kavoi. That we did before. It means over here, Toshuri Hashem over here is Hashem is telling us, come with me. Come with me. Let us return to Eretz Yisrael. Let us bring Mashiach. Let the Gula begin. And the Gula is going to begin when I gather everyone on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, where they can see the entire Eretz Yisrael. Toshuri, look, you Klal Yisrael. You look, not Hashem looking. You look, Meirosh Amona, which is from the top of Har HaHor. Look at the entire Eretz Yisrael, Meirosh Sanir V'Chermon. These are places of Mimonos Arayos Mehari in the Meremim. When you look at Klal, when you look at this location, you can see the entire Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us as he begins the beginning of the Geula. Okay, that... Banos Tzoada is to step
from a wall,
high mountain,
a high vantage point.
Meirosh, from a, so he's saying Shu means a vantage point, to look to a place of looking. Okay, so far we have Shu means the song to give song. Hodaya.
Then you see Eretz Yisrael.
You give thanks. So that's what Rashi is alluding to over here. You're going to be Semeichin the Oymer Hodia. You're going to give thanks. Okay. So far we have pretty much at least three different focuses on the word Tishuri. According to the parish of the Mitzvah, it means to stride. Hashem says, Mashiach is coming. Come with me, my Kala. Let us take large steps to come and return to Eretz Yisrael. Tishuri is to stride. According to Rashi, the first shot, Hashem says, let me look. Hashem's looking does not mean a physical looking. Hashem's looking means, let me understand what reward you are deserving of, because Rosh Hashanah, from the earliest time of your faith in me, Lech Lecha Bamidbar. And Rashi's second interpretation is, you Klal Yisrael, you look at the land. Look what's happening. Mashiach is unfolding before your eyes. Okay, now let's come over here to the parish of the Mitzud of the Targum on this Pasik Ches. In the Targum has an entirely different approach to understand this Pasik. It talks about taxes. Tax season is coming around, and the entire world is going to give tribute and gifts to Klal Yisrael. Targum says, Amar Hashem b'memra, Hashem says, Imi tehe yasva kinishna di Yisrael, with me I demand that you sit. Imi, with me, I want you to sit, Klal Yisrael. Imi tehi yasa kinisha Yisrael d'damya l'ninpe. You're similar to a kala. Ninpe, it's a good vocabulary word. Ninpe.
From the Greek, nymph.
Nymphs. What's nymph in Greek mean? Bride. A beautiful. So here it's a bride. A kala is a beautiful young bride. Leninpe dihit sinia. Now here he adds in something which is very interesting, which is a topic of discussion. Not just stam, a kala, but a kala tsonua. A kala who is modest, who is discreet. Now, where does it say that? Where does it say that over here? Iti with me, milavonon kala. With me, maybe that's the word levanon, let's see, v'imi te'alin leveis makdesha, and with me you will ascend to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the levanon. The levanon over here is the Beis HaMikdash. V'hoi mikarvin lich doir. Now, here he begins the end of the pasuk. When the Geula comes, and I bring you my kala tsunua to the Beis HaMikdash, to the levanon, the Beis HaMikdash, then all of the nations of the world will send gifts. Behoin mikarvin lich, they will send to you doiroin gifts. Who will send you the gifts? Reishei Amo, the heads of the nation, the Yosvin al Nahar Amona, that dwell upon the river of Amona. So it's a river. Okay, Merosh Amona. Amona is not a mountain. It's a river, according to the parish of the Targum. Vidoyare the Yasin Beresh Tur Talga, and the people who live, the heads of the nation live in the mount of Talga, that is Sinir, Vumaya Div Chermoin, and the nation that lives in this place called Chermoin, it's not a mountain. Only Sinir is a mountain. Chermoin is just a location. Maskin Luch, they're going to bring you Misin, tribute. They're going to give you money. Yasve Karchin Takifin the Gibordim Kearyon, and then the nation that's a mighty nation, the Mimaonos Arayos, is a code word for a mighty nation, a nation that's mighty like a den of lions. Tikruvta min kirve, they're going to bring offerings. I mean, they're going to bring. These are people that are mighty like they are. These people, they live in Karchinin cities, Takif, in mighty cities. That's the Mimaonos Arayos. The Inun Giborin, they are mighty Kiar Yovan, like lions. Tik Rufta Min Kirve Turaya. And a gift from the cities of the mountains, Techasinin, which are mighty like mighty min nimerin, who are even more mighty than leopards. Okay, so all of these things of the pasuk refer to various nations of the world that will bring gifts to Klal Yisrael at the time when Mashiach comes. So we review the pasuk inside. It's Iti Milavonon Kala. Come with me, Milavonon. Now I'm not sure what the first Lavon refers to. What does the Targum say? Amar Hashem Amemra Imi Tehe Yasav Kinishta with me sit. Kinishta the Yisrael the Dami Limpe Dehi Tzniya. He doesn't really explain the first Levonon. Okay, come with me, Milavonon, come with me to the Beis Hamikdash, my Kala Tzenua. Iti Milavon Tavoy, come with me to the Beis Hamikdash. What? Okay, so what's the Mem? The Mem means from, but it means it's mutually to. Come with me to the Levonon, it should say. The Kala, you're saying that's what it means. Iti, but what's the second Levonon? The Beis Hamikdash. But why is there a Mem in the second Levonon? The Levonon is it's a play, I don't know. It's not clear. So it refers to, he's saying over here is, come with me, my beautiful Kala, to the Beis Hamikdash. Tashuri is a gift, a third translation of the word Tashuri. Tashuri means Mincha Shai, right? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. That Mincha Shai means a splendid gift. Shai means Shai Lamoire, a gift to the teacher. Shai Lamoire. So here I have a third Tashuri, you will receive gifts. From who? From the nation that lives at the top of the river called Amona. You will receive gifts from the nation that lives in the mountain of Sinir. You will receive gifts from the people in Hermon. You will receive gifts from the mighty nation, the nation that's mighty like lions, and from the nation that is mightier than leopards. A collection of nations that will exist during the time of Yemos HaMashiach, they will send Shai Lamoire. They will send gifts to the teacher being Klal Yisrael, because at this point, the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call Klal Yisrael, my Kala Tzenua, my beautiful Kala Tzenua, come with me, let's now go to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, where do we find the Kala Tzenua? In Tanakh. Where is the only place where we find the Kala Tzenua? No. Where do we find the Rashi? Tamar, when Yehuda had relations with Tamar, it says in the pasuk that he did not recognize that this was his daughter-in-law. How could it be? Does not recognize his daughter-in-law. Everyone knows what the daughter-in-law looks like. So the Rashi there says it was because of the intense degree of tzinius that Tamar displayed in her father-in-law's house that he did not recognize who she was. Even though he had a lot of dealings with her. Because after Er died, he gave her to Onan. After Onan died, then she wanted to marry Shelah. And he told her, no, I'm not going to let you marry. So obviously he had a lot of dealings with her. And yet, it says in Rashi, due to the tznius that was in Tamar, he did not recognize that she was the zona that was on the road when he asked her to live with him. And what does Chazal say in reward for that? That's why from Tamar came out, Melachim came out kings. It's a very interesting Chazal, because who is the most public figure in the entire world? The king. Look at politicians. Okay, the person who is a leader who serves in government is a person who is not sanua, person who every single person in the country knows their name. They know who this person is. A sanua is someone you have no clue. Nechla ben akelim. In reward for tsnius, for being discreet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicizes a person in a positive way, in a very good way. So here, when Mashiach comes, Klal Yisrael, it's going to be Zelu Mazeh. Look what the Pasuk is coming to explain. The Pasuk is coming to say that Klal Yisrael, they're going to be a nation of such significance that it's Kedai, it's worthy, that every single nation in this world will send gifts. Why would they bother? If we live, Mashiach comes, and we're in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, so what are the nations of the other end of the world, what do they care about what's going on in Yerushalayim? They'll relinquish Yerushalayim to the Jewish people, and that's the end. They're going to send gifts. Obviously, the chashivas of Klal Yisrael has been elevated to such an extent that it will be worthy, that according to the Targum, all of these nations are going to send lavish gifts. Whether you're in Rosh Amonah, Sinir, Hermon, Mimonis Arroyos, Mehare, Nimerim, every single type, this collection of items, we don't know what these things mean, but it's obviously very deep. It represents the full spectrum of the world that will exist during the time of Yemos HaMashiach. They will acknowledge the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be publicized. They will be in the limelight. Why will they be in the limelight? It's Mida Keneged Mida, because Klal Yisrael started out as a Kala Tsunua. And just like we find that Tamar was a kalot sanua to the degree where Yehuda did not even recognize what she looked like, and in reward for that, from her came out Melachim, Peretz and Zerach, and from Zerach and from Peretz came out Yishai, David, and Malchus David, and the Melech is the one who is the most, not sanua, the most public. It's all rooted in tsanius. Klal Yisrael, you're a kalot sanua, that you wanted to suggest Levon, a Levon of white, Midakan Mida, the time is going to come when you're going to be publicized and you're going to be receiving gifts from the entire nation of the world. They're only going to be able to send you gifts if they know who you are. Okay, so end of this, let's conclude this pasuk. Tomorrow, the test will review very quickly. We have basically three very different mahalchim in this pasuk. According to the Mesudas Iti, one thing that's very in common, most is this pasuk is very beautiful because it's describing the coming of Mashiach. According to the Mesudas, Hashem says, Iti milavon kala, Iti with me, my beautiful kala, my nation that is perfect. Levon, according to the Mesudas, is a code word for perfection. My kala, who is perfect, come with me. Hashem repeats himself, Chiba, just like we find Hashem says, Avraham, Avraham, Moshe, Moshe. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeats a person's name twice, Chazal tell us this is an expression of Chiba. Here is the repetition according to the Mitzudos. Iti milavonon kala, Iti milavonon tavoi. Come with me, come with me. Hashem is asking to come with me twice. It's an expression of Chiba. You who are perfect. Toshuri meirosh shamana. The Shuri, according to Rashi, Mitzudos, take strides, take wide strides to Merosh Amona, from the beginning of Amona, Merosh Nir V'Chermon, take strides to this location, to the tip of Oig Melech HaBashan and Sichon Melech HaMori. Come, take strides to come to this location. And, well, that wasn't the Mitzudos. Take strides to come to these locations, and from there, we're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. According to Rashi, we have two interpretations. It means, iti, like you said, iti, that imo onochi bitzara. I was with you when I took you out of the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to be with you when we return to the Beis HaMikdash. And I'm going to look. I'm going, I'm going to be misboinein to look, to shuri la lashon of look, because merosh amona, because of your emuna. From the earliest times when you had faith in me, when I asked you to do dangerous things and travel to dangerous locations of lions and leopards, to the place of Sichon and Oig Melech HaBashan. And Rashi, in his second interpretation, says that Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, Mashiach is here, come with me, let's return and stand on the tip of Eretz Yisrael and take a good look at the land from these locations which are the tip of Eretz Yisrael. And then according to the Targum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that Mashiach comes, the Kala Tsunua is going to be rewarded by receiving gifts from all of the nations of the world. Okay, we'll stop here.
They put me on a little bit of a hold. It's a difference between me buying the test and then providing them. If I have to buy them, it costs, each test costs $1,000.
Whoa.
But one costs $1,100.
Yes, on College Avenue.
So if I'm going to put it out.
He went away. He went to Atlanta for a simcha for 2 weeks on vacation. 2 weeks here. He's not coming back until the end of 2 weeks. He's not coming back for 2 weeks. It's very interesting that the same Merkas Harad happened the same day that the seven kids so soon.
Not the same day. 8 years earlier.
I know, but it's the same day. It's very frightening. That's a very frightening effect. That's very frightening.
And then the father was there. You heard the story with the Breslov, the guy who pulled the knife out?
No, I didn't hear what happened.
A guy at Breslov was going around in Petah Tikva.
Yeah.
30-year-old guy with five, he has five kids.
Yeah.
A big bear. He goes into a store and a 20-year-old Palestinian stuck out stabbing him.
Yeah.
So he, the storekeeper, grabbed the Palestinian.
Yeah.
This Breslov assessed himself. He interviewed him. He says, I said, I'm dying. Then I said, I got to stop myself from being killed and other people from me. He pulls the knife out of his body and he shechts the Arab.
Good.
In Petah Tikva yesterday, this film, the Arab is lying on the floor and you see blood gushing out of his neck. And people are yelling, this stinking pig. No one give him help. Don't call the ambulances. Let the pagan die.
Good.
And the head of the Israeli Shalom Achshav says that the Breslov who shechted him, he said he's a terrorist because he let him die. And I said, you know what he said? He said, Tomit Zarek Liyaz B'Simcha. So he's lying in the hospital now. Baruch Hashem, he's fine, but he's saved. It was a crowded street. Listen, if you guys don't like this, I'll bring Dunkin' Donuts. In the back.
Whatever happened to the pictures? What's his name?
Axelrod.
An Axelrod. He always cites chapter and verse. Forgot his name. He sat over here, sat over there. He had a hard time walking. Hard time. What was his name? Wilner's in a nursing. Wilner is in recuperation.
Right.
Wilner.
I thought he was.
Wilner.
Yeah, he's coming to walk.
Yeah, he's not well.
What's the matter?
I don't know, he has a lot of problems. And,
Bachel of Kain. One of the outside five members are our big guys, and for the support of the kids. And it's Kaidish, what's coming over here? Second one.
All right, let's begin.
Hey, mind your business.
Okay, let's begin. Let's begin. Everybody, some interesting stuff today here.